Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Thank you, Pat. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and we're here to talk about OSA is coming to Denver this Saturday, and for a week they will be here. We've got a few hundred of the strongest pro-life activists in the country are converging on Denver, Colorado on Saturday, and right now in studio we have Pat McEwen here. Pat, welcome to Denver.
Thank you, Bob.
You've come here from Florida to help us fight against the abortionists in our state.
That's right.
It's very kind of you and Flip Benham and the whole crowd to come. I want to give out our phone number. If there's somebody out there who's just wonders if they're a Christian, they're pro-life, but why do you go out? Why do you cause trouble? Why do you show those signs of aborted children? They could call in if there's an unbeliever. If there's somebody who thinks abortion should be legal, they could call in and make your case and ask your question. Our phone number is 800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. That's 836-9278. So, Pat, abortion is legal. It started here in Colorado in 1967 with Dick Lamb when he was a congressman. He went on to become a governor. And now, from small beginnings, we've now killed about 50 million children in America. Why is it that Christians are trying to stop the killing of unborn children?
Well, first of all, God hates the shedding of innocent blood. It's very obvious. If we're Christians, we have to follow Christ. We have to do what he did. He went to the least of those. He said that if you hurt the least of these, it is better that a millstone be hung around your neck. So
Speaking of the little ones,
an order. It's not. It's not a suggestion. It's an order.
Yeah, thou shalt not murder is not a suggestion. And it's not just something for within your Christian devotions. Thou shalt not murder is something that applies to all men, all nations, throughout all time. It's not specific just for the Christian religion. And that's why if they say, well, are you trying to impose your morality on other people? Joe Scott is also in the studio, a Colorado pro-life leader with her husband, Ken. And by the way, you guys have been key in getting OSA to come to Colorado this year for their national event. So thanks for doing that, Joe. What if somebody says to us, you're trying to impose your morality on other people?
Every law, every decision made on a public basis is imposing someone's morality on someone else. I mean, it's a moot point with me.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, right? Do not murder. Oh, you're imposing your morality. Do not steal. Do not kidnap. Do not rape. I mean, that's what law is.
That's right.
Law is authority. And God gives government authority not to make up their own laws, but to enforce the laws that are proper. And so in Germany, if they say you can kill Jews, well, that was wrong to do. And in America, they say you can kill babies, unborn children. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
And so it's merciful for Christians to warn unbelievers. And even some Christians think abortion. They say, well, God gave us the freedom to choose. That's what I've heard from Christians. Have you heard similar, Pat?
Yes, I have. And yes, he has. He has given you the freedom to choose. But you know what? You can make wrong choices. And when you make wrong choices, there are consequences. There are consequences to you, to your family, to
To the nation.
Everything, to the nation.
And when
God judges nations. He does.
And if the consequences pass a certain threshold, that's when God authorized governments to get involved. Like if I'm lazy, there are consequences. But God did not authorize governments to make sure that I would not be lazy.
That's right.
Or greedy. But he did authorize governments to try to stop me from stealing or from murder. And so that's why Christians who are involved, we realize that our government, our judges and our mayors and our presidents they're going to be judged on Judgment Day along with the rest of us. And if they were soft on murder, God is going to hold that against them. And so we're warning the whole world to repent before God.
It's just like saying to someone who is about to hit someone with a car, you know what? Don't do that. Don't do that. It has bad consequences to you, to the person that you hit. Mm-hmm. It's just plain wrong.
Right.
An interesting comment that I heard from a owner of a building at a local clinic where it was just closed. He said, you know, I don't like you guys very much, but what they're doing is just plain wrong. And that's it. It's just plain wrong.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So our phone number here is 800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. If you'd like to call in and you could talk with Joe Scott or Pat McEwen, who's been a leader with OSA Operation Save America. And you could ask questions about the event, about why we're doing this or how you can get involved. And also, we want to encourage people to bring a group to the rallies. Come, but don't come by yourself. Bring a few people from your church. In fact, you could bring your youth group or your Sunday night service. Some pastors are coming and encouraging their church to come on out to Redeemer Community Church Sunday night instead of going to their local service.
Especially if they've got youth, a youth group. I don't know how many times I have talked to pastors and their youth groups are going nowhere. The kids are bored. They don't show up. They're fighting with each other. You know what? Put those kids to work. Put them on the streets. Let them witness. And you know what? You won't have any trouble with your youth because youth want to do something. Unlike us old adults,
right. They
don't like to sit in the pews. They don't want to sit on their couches. They want to do something. Give them an opportunity. And you, pastors, you will be amazed at the fire that you're going to see in your youth. If you want revival, get your youth out on the street. Get them witnessing, getting them talking to people. The youth will bring that revival that you're wanting.
Just coming to the rallies and seeing our youth from all over the country, you'll see a different brand of kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really will.
And it's just so exciting. And it happened to my own boys, Josiah and Nathaniel, who are now 20, 22 years old. They grew up in the rescue movement on the picket lines at the abortion clinics. And they are strong, committed Christians. They speak. They're not ashamed to share their faith. They talk to people about why homosexuality is wrong, abortion, atheism. In fact, let me just tell both of you, right before the show, our office manager called, and a Mormon started listening to this program on the internet and became a Christian.
Praise God. Mm,
hallelujah.
Isn't that exciting?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You're listening. Welcome, brother or sister.
Yeah, praise the Lord. A man, in fact, he lives in Canada.
Oh,
so we're rejoicing. There are angels in heaven that are rejoicing. And Operation Save America, it's not just about abortion. It's saving America from sin, from wrongdoing. We tell people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that's why young people who see Christianity in action, not just at church, but actually reaching out where people's lives are being destroyed, it's very powerful.
Do you know, Bob, when I was a young Christian, I went to every workshop that there was on how to evangelize. I was on fire. I wanted to evangelize. I had every process that you could. Do you know what? I have brought more people to the Lord just by going out and where they are. You know what?
I
don't know how many steps and every other thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. You know what works?
12
is
steps,
when people
steps,
go
steps.
Out and reach the Lord. We were just in Israel, a group of us. And you know, in Jerusalem, it's illegal to witness. And so the Christians don't witness there. You know what we did?
You're a
bunch of pro-lifers. We went to the streets and we witnessed. And one of the pastors there, Ishai, is so excited. He wants us to come back. He wants us to teach his people to witness. Because you can witness. You can. You can talk about the
of
Lord.
Of course you can, right?
You know,
We've gone there three times. We witness.
It's, you know.
They almost caused a riot in the old city.
People were excited.
Once, yeah.
You know, it's, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. So our phone number, and here's an opportunity to call in and ask a few people who are pro-life, and without being ashamed, without excuse, without compromise, we are trying to change our culture to say abortion is wrong, abortion needs to be outlawed. And our phone number here is 800-8-NYARDS. and that helps you remember the name of the show, Bob and Yaret Live. That's 1-800-836-9278, 800-836-9278. So how does OSA, when they come to town, what happens? What starts on Saturday as people are arriving? What's going on?
We're going to go out to Planned Parenthood at 7:30 in the morning, Saturday morning. And anyone that wants to join us from anywhere is perfectly welcome. We'll have teams there to help new people. We'll introduce you to the leaders and get you so that you feel comfortable. But Saturday evening at 3241 Lowell is Redeemer Community Church, and that's where the rally is.
Okay, so we've got two things, something during the day and something at night on this Saturday. So during the day, Planned Parenthood, now that's an abortion business,
mill, yes.
Right? And they have clinics all around the country. In Denver, where they actually kill the unborn children, that's at 20th and Vine.
Right.
And then they have these feeder clinics around the city, usually located by high schools and colleges. And when girls go there, then they refer them to the central clinic,
right,
which is at 20th and Vine. They do that all over the country, right? It's their...
Yeah, you'll find them outside of high schools, outside of colleges, in poorer neighborhoods.
Disproportionately mm-hmm. in minority neighborhoods.
Disproportionately,
right.
Yes.
Right. And so, at any rate, the Planned Parenthood in Denver, where they actually do the abortions, is at 20th and Vine, so it's really easy to find.
Right.
If you're on Colfax, downtown Denver, it's east of downtown. You go to Vine. They're sort of, are they alphabetical or what? And you hit Vine and you go north. So it's Colorado Boulevard, take Colfax, head toward downtown Denver. When you hit Vine, go north. It's just 20th and Vine, five blocks north
right.
of Colfax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to find. And what time Saturday morning?
7:30.
7:30 till when?
Oh, till about 10:30.
7:30 till 10:30, so people could get there even sometime in
anytime,
that range.
Anytime.
And usually it's Christians who are pro-life. If there's an unbeliever who doesn't know about this, never heard of this stuff, could they come out anyway and they'll hear about the pro-life
sure.
issue and about how to become a Christian?
That's
absolutely
right.
So
yeah.
both those things.
We want
yeah.
the unsaved guys out there.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's during the day. Then after we leave Planned Parenthood, there'll be a couple other events. We'll go to an abortionist home and protest. And Diana DeGette, she's a congresswoman from here, do a few things like that. And then in the evening, there's a rally.
At 6:30.
6:30. And where is the rally?
3241 Lowell.
Lowell. Now, that's in Denver?
Yeah.
At Redeemer Community Church.
Right.
So Redeemer Community Church, in fact, every night from starting Saturday for a week, there will be rallies for 7 nights.
Right.
And those rallies, they'll always start at 6:30.
Always.
They'll all be at Redeemer Community Church, and that's at 32nd and Lowell.
Right.
So that's relatively easy to find. It's on the west side of Denver,
mm-hmm.
32nd and Lowell to, you know, the streets are numbered here, Pat. I don't know how they do it in Florida, but people have no excuse not to come out and find a rally. In fact, from I-25, just take Spear Boulevard and head northwest.
Spear, to 32nd, yeah.
To 32nd and to Lowell, and right there. It's right there. It's so easy to find. So then the rallies, are there any special events that we should highlight? Who's going to speak? Let's name one or two events.
Well, Brian Robaugh is going to speak on Wednesday evening.
That's
terrific speaker.
That's the biggie. That's what now the youth are running that rally. The youth of the Christian pro-lifers. And so they're going to run the rally and then introduce Brian Robaugh, whose son Danny was killed at Columbine. And if you come out, or if you bring some of the youth, or bring your grandmother for that matter, it will be one of the most dramatic events of your life.
And if the people of Denver miss hearing Flip Benham speak, they are missing a real
yes.
treat. He is dynamic. He's passionate. He knows what he's talking about. He's not somebody that
yeah.
sits in an office and takes phone calls and makes meetings. And I call it eat, meet, and retreat. He doesn't do that. He's
yeah.
out on the streets with us. If
right.
we're going to jail, he's probably
That's
one
right.
of the first ones going. Not that anybody in the
yeah.
this event will go to jail, but
yeah, nobody. But in
knows,
the past, at rescues, people have gone to jail.
Right, he knows the whole. He knows it from top to bottom, and there's you've got to hear
yeah,
Flip speak.
Very powerful, and we've been honored at Denver Bible Church on a couple occasions to have Flip Benham in the pulpit, and it never fails to thrill people with the encouragement to be committed to Jesus Christ, to stand up for the truth, for righteousness. And so Flip Benham, he'll be speaking. So there'll be exciting speakers.
Clenard Childress, he is the...
Now, I've heard him speak before. He's from back east.
In New Jersey. He does blackgenocide.org, the website. And he ministers to the black community all across the country because black people are being devastated by abortion. Mm-hmm. The entire black community has one-third of... They've taken the brunt of one-third of all the abortions, and that's wiping their community out, and they don't even know it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And
you know Clenard how Hispanics...
He's one of the most exciting speakers I have ever... He's one of those who can make the lemmings run off the cliff.
Yeah.
He is just awesome.
He is exciting,
speaker.
And his website is extraordinary, blackgenocide.org. And if how Hispanics have passed blacks now as the second largest minority. If it wasn't for Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, that wouldn't be true.
You're absolutely right about that.
Because millions and millions of blacks have been slaughtered at abortion clinics. And Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood, she had a Negro project, a way of reducing the number of blacks in America. And, you know, it's really succeeded far beyond her expectation.
That's correct.
Yeah, I don't think she thought she'd kill over 10 million blacks in America. But Planned Parenthood and other abortionists have done exactly that.
And he's the man to reach the black community in Denver. If anyone has any inroads into the black community, mm-hmm. please bring them out. I work with the black people on the street every day, and it's difficult because they don't have a network to help them, to give them a backbone in situations like abortion, to make them feel comfortable and secure.
Right.
They just don't have that. They've got one woman who's pulling her hair out, and that's me. So,
yeah, now, and again, our phone number is 800-836-9278. That's 800-836-9278. So Planned Parenthood is the most high-profile abortion provider in the country.
That's right.
Right? You'd agree with that?
The largest also.
They're the largest.
Would it be in the world, Bob?
If you include International Planned Parenthood and every one of their little... in every country, they have another name, but it's really International Planned Parenthood because they are afraid that we will remove the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have all these fancy names. But one of the things that I do is I go around to other third world countries, and I see the International Planned Parenthood or their name in any country that has a group that is poorer than us, darker skinned than us, and less educated than us. Mm. That's where they are. Mm. They're not in the top communities. They're not.
Right.
In South America, they're not where the very, very rich Spanish people live.
Yeah.
It's where the indigenous live.
Right.
That's where they are. That's where they are in Africa. They're among the Zulu. They're diminishing. They're just taking that nation out. Soon there will not be any Zulus because the ones that are not dying of AIDS are dying by abortion.
Mm. Now
they're taking them out.
In a moment, I'm going to ask you a question about the International Planned Parenthood Federation. But first, in Colorado, Leslie, you're on with Joe Scott and Pat McEwen about Operation Save America this week.
Hi, guys. I'm looking so forward to meeting up with Pat again. I haven't seen her since we were in Wichita trying to stop the killing at George Tiller's late-term abortion clinic.
All right. Now, this is I recognize the voice. This is a board member, vice president of Colorado Right to Life. So, Pat, meet Leslie on the phone again.
Hi, Leslie, again.
Hi. I'm so glad you guys are in town.
Yep. We're glad to be here.
You know, it's so exciting to me that Colorado Right to Life has officially welcomed OSA to the state of Colorado. And that's exciting because, Pat, I know in a lot of states, the Right to Life groups, they don't always embrace the street activist Christians, the Christians who go to the abortion clinics. And we are very thankful for Colorado Right to Life. It was the first organization. And I've been involved with quite a few Right to Life groups. So many of them compromise in so many ways on Thou Shall Not Murder. Colorado Right to Life is heroic in the example they've given. So I'm thrilled that they have welcomed us. Leslie, thank you, and thank the board for us also.
Oh, I will. We're just so delighted to have some reinforcements coming to town and to just highlight and focus on the sanctity of life and how precious every baby's life is that the Lord sends to us, and we should all embrace those children and love them and nurture them, and this killing just has to stop. And we're just ashamed in Colorado that we started this abortion holocaust, and we feel like we have a unique opportunity and duty to lead America back to protecting all life from the moment of fertilization through natural death.
Amen. All right, Leslie.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much. And they'll have someone at one of these rallies, one of their board members, welcoming OSA and their national director, Flip Benham, to the state. And that's sort of pro-life history, really.
That's wonderful.
It's
the cooperation.
Unheard of. Their website, their newsletter, they've used to let people know that this is happening because this is an opportunity for Christians to let people know that it's wrong to kill children, and we're not going to allow child killing with tranquility in our community.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the daytime, during the days, there'll be events, actually, for example, going to an abortion clinic. Will we go other types of events?
Well, we're going to go to all kinds of events. We're going to go to abortionist homes. We're going out to some colleges. We are going to see Waugaman. Remember Waugaman?
Philip Waugaman, yeah. Reverend. Wasn't he Bill Clinton's
pastor at Foundry Methodist Church in Washington, D.C.
D.C., that's right. What's he doing in Denver?
The president of ILF University.
He did do that, didn't he? Isn't that dramatic? So it's another good reason to come to Denver. We're going to go visit Reverend Waugaman.
Yes, we are.
And, you know, witness to him a bit. Talk to him about the Lord and right and wrong.
Well, he should like that. He's a reverend.
Yeah.
Yes, he should enjoy that.
Now, quite a few reverends support the killing of unborn children.
So does he.
Just like they're pro-homosexuality and
yes.
pro-all kinds of sexual immorality.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that. Oh, by the way, Planned Parenthood International, they gave a grant, we noticed, some years ago, and I'm sure that they probably still do it, for China's population control program. And what was very interesting about that is they claim to be pro-choice, but in China, it's a forced abortion program.
There is no choice in China.
Yeah, so if they really believed in choice, they would oppose China's population control program. But they donate, you know, $1 million or whatever to China's forced abortion program, which shows the lie. I mean, we know it's a lie anyway, but there are people in the public who think Planned Parenthood is sincere when they say pro-choice. But it's not pro-choice. Our phone number is 800-836-9278. That's 800-836-9278. If Planned Parenthood would pay China to support their population control program, which is forced abortion, then why would they do that? I thought they were pro-choice. What's
going
on?
They're pro-death.
They're pro-death.
I'm sorry. That sounds really hard, but that's exactly what they are. They are pro-death. They want choice as long as the choice is death. They will not support a woman who chooses to have life.
No, and for example, if a woman, they say, well, we need partial birth abortion for the case of the woman's health, which is absurd, right?
Yes.
There's no possible reason. If you're trying to save a woman, say she's dying of preeclampsia, and you're trying to save her and the baby. So you take the baby out, and you're trying to save the mother, but you don't have to stop halfway and kill the baby. If you're trying to save the mother, then save the mother. And we have Christians who will say, well, we'll take the baby. So save the mother, and we'll take the baby. And no, they want to kill the baby.
That's right.
That is their goal, because they want to feel good about the millions they've slaughtered.
That's right.
So the more they can kill,
the better. And
they're
so blinded by Satan, they don't really realize how he is using them.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting comment that I heard when we were doing a testifying before Congress about China's one-child policy. One of the congressmen said, You're here. We're trying to get these women asylum because they had fled for the policy. And they said, where is now? This was a woman congressman. And she said, where is now? Where's Planned Parenthood? Where's all the people that want choice? And the lawyer who is working for us pro bono said, I have received no help, no interest from them. They are only interested in one choice.
Right. Abortion. Killing the baby. All right. So we are going to – we only have another couple minutes, but later in the week, we're going to have Flip Benham on the show.
Right.
And that will be on Friday, the National Director of OSA. And I can't stress enough the need for Christians in Colorado to come on out. And not only is it helping OSA, but the Christians who are fighting abortion day in and day out for years here in Colorado, sometimes they feel battle weary.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah, all the time. And the neat thing about the Christians at Planned Parenthood, the protesters, is that we keep track of the babies that are saved every week, year to year, starting on Roe v. Wade Day in January. So, Joe Scott, this year, how many babies so far have been saved?
49 and a half.
Four and a half. 49 babies have been saved.
I have one woman that I'm working with on the telephone. I'm meeting with her on Thursday at 11:45. You may pray. I think the baby's saved, but what's going to happen is she's thinking about accepting Jesus as her Savior, and that's what I'm meaning to solidify everything on Thursday with her.
Praise God. And we don't count a save when a young couple drives up and they look at the abortion clinic and they look at the Christians with the big signs and they keep driving. Maybe they go around the block once and they drive away. We didn't get to talk to them, so that might be a save. We might have changed their mind, but we don't count that because it's not confirmed. So these 49 babies, these are babies where you've talked to the mom and they were going to kill the baby and they've changed their mind.
We have a really neat guy that donates silver dollars to us. So once the baby's saved, I get to give him a silver dollar to say to them, you are valuable. So is your child. Tell your baby when he's old enough that someone loved him enough before they were before he was born to bring him a gift from Jesus. So,
Nice.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Okay. And so we need you to come out and help because these are lives being saved and souls being saved. So please come out. I'll give you the phone number for the Comm Center for OSA. You could call now. You could call next week and find out where are they right now. I want to go join them. The phone number is 972-200-4074, 972-200-4074. Pat McEwen, thank you so much for being
thank
in studio.
Bob.
Thanks for coming on the show again. Pat's been on in the past. Joe Scott, you're on every other day.
Yeah, seems like it.
So thank you. And we're thrilled that your husband was able to get off work, and he'll be at the entire event, Ken Scott, if anybody wants to meet him. And I'll be there each day and in the evenings at the rallies. So come on out. I want to encourage you also, if you're interested in theology, the topic of predestination and free will. We have a debate. No, not a debate. A seminar.
Seminar.
We got a debate also in August on that topic. But a seminar August 27th at the Brown Palace Hotel, downtown Denver. It's $30 registration. There are discounts for couples and kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. So call us at 800-8-NYART to come to that seminar. It's a Saturday event. You'll love it. And Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. That is the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out. Maranatha, 431-5653. That's Maranatha Christian Center.